A jitterbug, always a jitterbug. But here's trucking that isn't a dance. It's a new kind of fencing. Out in California, they're trying it out in several inches of water. But down in Florida, they prefer the sand. Tootsies get a real workout in this kind of fencing, and it certainly does things to that avoirdupois. Ah, what a pretty miss. Right past the shoulder. This is a sport that demands a good eye, nimble feet, and speedy flips of a strong wrist. Here's a carload of prospective students. Come on, girls, let the Florida State Women's Champ show you how to become a good duelist in one easy lesson, maybe. It's a lot of fun, and besides, it's a swell way to keep your figure slim. That ought to get them. There's really nothing to it. Just parry, thrust, riposte, and counter-riposte. And if that doesn't work, use a time thrust and the redoublement. If that doesn't work, just duck and pray. She cuts a pretty figure, all right, but not with a blade. There are kibitzers in every crowd, and there are ways to fix them. Come on, you gals, give Susie the works. This isn't fencing, but it's fun. This young lady is all wet, or will be in just a minute. I'm swine dry. That's not ducking, that's dunking. Careful of Susie's new finger wave. And this started out to be a simple lesson on how to reduce. So long, Susie. Got your roller skates? This is one fencing lesson where somebody really got stuck. Rice today, but puddings, plastics, and concrete tomorrow. And rice makes good glue, excellent cosmetics, swell horse collars, and some folks even eat the stuff. Powerful Valvin head engine runs machine. Machine thrashes the biggest harvest in years. A lot of it will go to make good bricks and buttons, superb sauces, and soap. In one end, round and round, and out the other end, grain pours into sacks. The rest, just one big pile of hay. Well, hay to you, maybe, but somebody's going to make gravy, brooms, and fertilizer out of that mountain of stuff. Man makes automobile. Man saws off parts of automobile, pushes both ends together. Presto! Man has mighty good doodlebug tractor. Rice needs a lot of water. Arkansas has little rainfall. The same engine that helps to thrash rice helps to grow rice. Water is pumped from rivers, from canals, from deep wells at the rate of 96,000 gallons an hour. A centuries-old Oriental underwater grain raised in the hot state of Arkansas. All with the year-round help of the modern automobile engine. Hasn't been at least a Saturday night sailor and chased a bar of soap around the bathtub. But this is a new kind of sailing, racing with all the finesse of its big sister sport. No deep sea needed. Any small lake or pond will do. A graceful bit of streamlined beauty. Never mind the nose, that won't help your boat win. No small boy hobby model yachting, but a booming international sport. Interest has suddenly sprung up even in remote parts of India and South Africa. Scientifically shaped for speed and efficiency, model yacht hulls reach a length of 80 inches, weigh as much as 60 pounds. Hundreds of parts go into a racing yacht. Accuracy is important. Mast and turnbuckles must be just so. This boat is to be a winner. New ideas, new features are incorporated into this latest model. It looks slick as a whistle, but how will it act on the water? So busy with his business during the day, he's forced to try out his new boat at night. Her maiden voyage. Uh-oh, it's sailed out of range of the lights. But that can be fixed in just a jiffy. An easy twist of this rudder, a bit of skippering about with this four-wheeled land yacht, a quick flip of the tow on a convenient light switch. Yes, sir, right back in the spotlight. And we'll be again tomorrow at the races. Popcorn, chewing gum, and Cracker Jack, a prize in each and every pack. Hey, Skinny, circus is in town and the balloon's loose. How's a fella gonna know they go around the streets playing with balloons? Looks like everybody is going to have some fun. One of the busiest corners in Miami Beach. 40,000 cars go whizzing by this intersection every 12 hours. What a place to pick for sailing a balloon. And there it goes with a small movie camera tagging along behind. Taking pictures usually isn't anything to get up in the air about. But tomorrow is school day for this officer. That makes a difference. High above the busy street intersection, this camera never fails to bring back all the lessons that are needed for dear old alma mater. A pull on the string starts the camera. Another jerk on the string stops it. The school bell rings for these traffic officers. It's an odd school with a new kind of geography lesson. But it's all part of a program to improve traffic conditions. Here's what the officers see on the screen at this novel safety school. Police and traffic engineers are able to study actual driving conditions at busy corners. Here's a truck that has a habit of chasing planes. In fact, it's a business. All aboard for Cozumel, Tapachula, Guatemala, Tegucigalpa, Antofagasta. Oh, come on and get in. With a clipper ship in between, it's just two steps from the United States to any country south of the border. This truck sure is traveling, and so are its occupants, if it gets there in time. 6 minutes to go, then off to South America. Step on it, driver. That airport is still a mile away. Uh-oh, and this plane waits for nobody. Right in the nick of time. These passengers just won't get ready until the last minute, and there's nothing that can be done about it. In traveling togs before they know what it's all about, loaded into a speedy truck and rushed to the airport, across the gangplank and into the rumble seat. A lot of fuss over a bunch of small fry, but not a peep out of them. What a passenger list. Over 800 this trip. Takeoff time for the Caribbean West Coast Flyer. Motors roar and the clipper ship express trains down the choppy water of the bay. A sweep up into the air and its nose points south, flying down to Rio at a lot of miles per hour. Next plane leaves in 45 minutes, so back again for another load. Thousands pass through this unusual air terminal daily. Jeepers, jeepers! Over 10,000 of these animated powder puffs are rushed to Central and South American markets every week. All because the American chicken is a better egg producer, is better tasting. Come on out, fella, and have a look around. Try grunting, that helps sometimes. Stand up, you sissy. Right after hatching, one of these little fuzzers weighs only half as much as an egg, so rides for half fare. He doesn't begin to get hungry until he's 72 hours old, so he's as snug as the bug in the rug was during the entire trip in specially designed flying Pullmans, and arrives long before he has a chance to work up his first appetite. American chicks bring home South American checks. This is one time when a dozen chickens are cheaper than a dozen eggs. Happy landings, you birds!